we go, Radio MSFP.
Radio MSFP, that's right.
Episode of Radio MSFP. Yeah. So here at Radio MSFP, this is what we're gonna do. We're gonna try to get some guests on this video radio show. I know that seems sort of a oxymoron there, video radio, but as the show progresses, you'll see what I mean, because we might be doing things on the phone with this and all sorts of stuff. Not all of the videos are gonna be in auto-tune, though. So, just this first one. In this first radio show, I like to give a big what up and up to a YouTube user who was the first to comment my crunchy white noise video. And if you haven't seen that shit, you gotta go check that out. It's pure comedy, but pure truths. Alright, so go check that out. So I'd like to give a shout out to BRUH415, who gave a great shout out to me on this video. Much love to y'all. Alright, so until the next episode, this is Matt Bingstad's Frankel. I'll keep you up to date with what's going on in my life and everything else with Radio MSFP. Peace.
And since you mentioned crunchy white noise, we might as well give you some of that crunchy white noise. Here it is!
Yeah. A lot of whack ass hip hop out there thinking they're cool. Wrote a little song about it. Here it goes. The freestyle for ya. Crunchy white noise. Beat by Nappy Boys. Yeah. Cottage cheese sandwich, cottage cheese, make a cottage cheese sandwich, cottage cheese, make a cottage cheese sandwich. So you do the stinky lang, do the stinky lang, do the stinky lang, do the stinky lang. Let's just sit down and drink a keg to this. Here we go. Am I the vanilla ice? Or am I the Slim Shady? Am I a vanilla ice? I'll give you Slim Shady. Yeah. Won't you sit down and be my lady? Be my one and only baby. Yeah. So cottage cheese. Cottage cheese sandwich. Cottage cheese. Cottage cheese sandwich. Cottage cheese. Cottage cheese sandwich. Do the stinking lang, do the stinking lang, do the stinking lang, do the stinking lang. Yeah. Soldier boy, I'm not even let me get started on you. Think I already made a fool of you. Yeah. And yes, I was raised in the hills of Beverly. Kills you, then my wife, that ass, that's my soul and be. Rep in the West Coast, I'm a selfie. Ever since the track, conspiracy. Yeah. Big stats is all I'll ever be. Don't try to compare me to dare me to do what you want me to do. Cause I'm not just a sick rapper, I'm a singer who can rap better than 90% of you other motherfuckers out there. Oh yeah. So don't let me put you to shame. Started this own little blame game. Do it like this, do it like that. Back streets in the Cadillac. So you think this song don't make sense at all? I don't really even have to. Cause I make more sense than 90 motherfucking percent of all others out there do.
Alright, we're gonna be getting right into our countdown. That was number 5 and number 4. But we can't do an episode of Big Stats Animal Hour without including our number 3 spot. So this is our first ever Big Stats Animal Hour interview coming up for you next, right here on Radio MSFP.
Hello.
Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to the Big Stats Idol Hour, hosted by me, Matt Big Stats Frankel. We're going to have an interview today by Dust and listen to some music. But first up, I'm playing this great song from a producer that worked with us. This is Show 'Em What You Got by Crown.
Show 'em what you got, show 'em what you got. Waiting no more as I fit this line, nigga. Heard it before, I got you hypnotized with some Steady thugging and holding my whip, I can't ain't nothing. Or can't he sip him or can't he? You better show something. Cause love, cause I'll be holding it. You never feel me, a bug, can I take him to town? If you got love for me, I got love for your hood. If you got love, go for me, I'ma tell you what's good. Cause there's a reason I'm getting restored. The season's what you to me. Because the rugged and thug is your bummer family. What you got for me is what I got for you. A whole lot of gold, baby, I'ma keep it too. And now I'm getting tough, baby, you better go, honey. And don't let them to make it.
How much you got? Do we have a caller? Alright, we're supposed to have a great interview for us today. And an interview, and our caller should be coming in any second now. While we wait, let's play another song to use for some filler. This is Hotspot by Crown featuring Tierra Mora and the MSFP crew. This song is Hotspot.
Yeah. Do that. Let's get on the track. Yeah. I'm in the tunnel. You ready to go? I'm ready to go. Go, 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 get it, go, 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 get it, go. Come to do now what's the case, and can you hear what I'm saying? And there
professional like a prophet is free. The sensitiveness can answer me. Elegantly like a summer breeze. The image of me is 3D. Technical, physical, electricity. Light up the sky, don't fly. Fast high, don't fly. You got what I got. You got what I want. You got what I want.
We're going to have an interview with Dust and possibly with Skippa today. While we wait for a call, let's play another jam. All right. This next one is called Pump Up the Music. Pick up the time.
Little bitch never on TV. Little bitch can't handle the me. Little bitch just think that they can be.
Hello, do we have a guest? Do we have a caller?
Hello?
Hello?
Hey, I'm a caller.
Hey, is this Dust?
I don't wanna go there. We should never go there. Why you wanna go there? I guess I gotta go there. You're hearing rumors about me, and you can't stomach the thought of someone touching my body when you're so close to my heart. I won't deny what you're saying, because most of it is true, but it was all before I fell for you. So please, babe, so please don't judge me, and I won't judge you. Cause it could get ugly before it gets beautiful. Please don't judge me, and I won't judge you. And if you love me, then let it be beautiful. 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 Everything I say right now, it's gonna be used in another fight. I've been through this so many times. Can we change the subject? He's gonna start asking me questions like, was she attractive? Was she an actress? Maybe the fact that you're hearing rumors about me, and saw some pictures online saying they got you so worried, making you wish you were gone. Before we start talking crazy, saying some things we'll regret, can we just slow it down and rest? You say beautiful, so please don't judge me, and I won't judge you. Cause it can get ugly before it gets beautiful. Please don't judge me, and I won't judge.
Hello.
Hey.
Hey, so I think we have two callers on the line, Dust and Skippa, is that correct?
Yeah.
No, this is not Dust.
All right. So we'll go on.
Get him on the line. Let's get him on the line right now. The man of the hour. Let's see.
All right. Well, we try to get Dust on the line. Let's talk a little with Skippa. All right. So, currently, you're multitasking and working on two albums. Your group album with one of the greatest radio hosts in the world, yours truly, and a solo album. Tell me how you go about multitasking and recording two albums at one time.
Well, it's not that hard, but you do have to have your mindset right in order to do two different albums. 'Cause they're two different topics of the songs that I'm doing on the album.
Right.
Yeah.
go on.
One is more club energy, talking about my life and stuff like that. And the other one's pretty sexual.
All right.
We got a caller from the 94.
Come in, caller.
Hello?
Hey, is this Dust?
Yeah, this is Dust, man. What's up?
Hey. Welcome into the Big Stat Title Hour.
Thanks, man. Really appreciate you.
Yeah. Read some interesting things. Tell me about, before I play the song, tell me about what led up to the recordings and the experiences behind your song Testify.
Testify. Testify was a song I actually did for a music concert. I don't know if you guys are familiar with Yavez Ellis, the street pastor. He just had an album come out, Favor Over Fury, and he was just doing like a little contest or whatever off his song called Testify. And I only had a week left, but I did it. I did that song literally in 2 days, and I stayed up to like 4 a.m. to do it. Now, the lyric and the content is actually a perception of me going from first person to third person, but it's really all about me. But I did it where I'm testifying, but it's like I'm talking to myself and I'm talking to the world. So you could kind of relate. So it's not like, you know, it's never cool when someone is bashing themselves, you know, or it's never cool when you're bashing others. But when you make it as a scenery, as where people can relate, and it's almost like a conversation, people could kind of like sit there and be like, wow. That's why if you really listen to it, some of the I forgot what it's called, but like, you know how you're talking to a group of people, like if I were to say we went to the mall and then we went out to eat, but I can't say we went to the mall and I went out to eat. You know what I mean? It's like it's in a disagreement. So if you really listen to the song, you can hear when I should have said something that's plural, I left it singular, and it's because it's really about me. So that's basically what that song is, and I try to keep it really truthful. That's why I say things like salvation's individual, you know, you reap what you sow, you know, things like that. You know, keep it biblical based, but you know, really, you know, and, you know, give it a nice flow, a nice feel, and say things we probably already know, but things that need to be heard.
All right. So do we have that song ready to go up?
Two seconds,
we'll be listening to Testify by Dust.
So before we get into the joint, Dust, what kind of inspires you to be an artist?
To what?
What kind of inspires you to actually make music?
What inspires me to make music is just I feel like I'm filling a void. I feel like there's a lot of music that needs to be made that people aren't making. Like, you know, whether people are playing politics or people are making music to please other people or whatever, I feel like there's a big void. You know, like we're all thirsty for a certain type of music, and every time people deliver music, we kind of fall short of that. So I'm just feeling what I feel is a void. And that kind of what's inspired me.
Okay, so who's the producer on the record?
The producer is a guy named Reggie Goku Spears. Seriously, he goes to my church. He's actually a well-known jazz and blues player. If you was to Google him, Reggie Spears, so he's the one who helped me out on that.
Okay, great. All right, getting ready to get into the song. Hope everybody enjoys it.
Is the song queued up?
Currently loading.
All right. Well, Dust, let me ask you a question while we load up the song. I see that you're from Fort Lauderdale. I actually went to school for a while out in Davie, so I have some funny and crazy hurricane stories. I remember one year I filled up a bathtub with water, and my friends had me make mac and cheese sitting down on a cold grill making mac and cheese for them. So what's your craziest hurricane stories? Because we're on the West Coast, so people don't even know practically what a hurricane is. So.
Okay. Well, yeah, hurricanes can be really serious. When we had our hurricane, I don't want to give wrong information, so I'm going to say the last hurricane we had. It got to a point where we didn't, at least in my area, we didn't have electricity for about 2 weeks. So we were eating, like, raw cookie dough. Because my sister luckily worked at Boston Market, and they gave her a couple free food, you know, all that crazy stuff. So we were eating raw cookie dough. We were making hamburgers. We had, like, these little pine salt trees out in the back. So, you know, when Brussels get dry, they burn easy. So we used those to make fire because we didn't really have newspaper or nothing. So we're, like, cooking on this little homemade grill. I mean, the burgers were so messy because obviously, you know, we're not cavemen. We, you know, we're used to microwave and, you know, stovetops. So, I mean, but it was like our first hot meal. You know, we'll try to cook little ravioli. That stuff went bad. So, you know, it was really about survival. It was crazy. And but yeah, I would think my craziest thing was probably eating that raw cookie dough and seeing a refrigerator and freezer packed full of food that you can't cook. That's like the worst experience ever, because you're looking at all this food like, yo, wow, those are great meals, that you got on the electricity, and you really see the value of electricity, like where we come from as far as just technology. Like, I mean, it was to a point at one point where you couldn't even walk down the street because it was pitch black. So you walk down there, you know, and you could get, you're liable to get hurt, you know, because when the hurricane hit for me, we were like in the hood, like, you know, crackheads and, you know, things of that nature, like a bad area. So you kind of want to just stay where, you know, where you're known at. There were people walking the street, but obviously those are the people you want to be careful with, because if they're walking the street, they don't have nothing to lose. So, you know, we could kind of stay to ourselves.
Wow. Mm-hmm. All right. So we're going to wrap up with the show with the song Testify from Dust.
All right.
And Dust, we would like to have you back later on this week. We'll send you an email.
Okay, awesome.
So we're going to play the joint.
Okay.
Dust. Spider-Man slinging with the web flow, sticky kid on the block, they don't even know though, hanging on the corner trying to get in where you fit in, yeah, means don't justify the end, sin is still sinning, please stop pretending, it's just a new beginning, you winning just like a loser, what message are you sending, people looking at you crazy, you can feel it in your spirit, everybody talking yet nobody can hear it, ear it, don't clear it, run with it, don't fear it, no pain, no gain, watery eyes, don't tear it. No metal, full metal, two pedals, less settle. I keep thinking, what's a flute to a bass pedal? A boot to an imitator, equals to discriminators. Actual administrator, candy now or later. Jedi to a dark Vader, love to a sick hater. Time seems to be spinning like the world's equator. If you a man, double up, eat this, knuckle up. Crash can come at any time, buckle up. Tears in my eyes, man, this place is beautiful. My sight is on my home, so I'm focused on my view of you. To get the clue of you, I read the word of you. Yellow, gold, brick, crate, and rose, now I know it's true. I never seen it like an underpress bulimic, or the way to get to heaven, asking did he really mean it? Cause they screwed to their lives like the fans to the ceiling. Heaven is my home and lives within, that's why you never seen it. What you mean it to be in it, you couldn't follow him here. It's just like the dreads with legs. we hollow him. The versatile with the curse of time, just to tell a lifeline, just like the dying, they lying, and you wonder why. One time for the people with faith, and homie, don't take your shoes off. This your race, embrace the taste of your place. Don't fall behind, salvation's individual, and that's divine. In my mind, would you mind if I rock the boat or stay the float? Shouting out vindictive quotes, revenge is a deadly crop, you harvest what you sow. Some people never lose their mind, they stick to what they know. You know, with some great hair like an old man river, and seems to bleed out like an old man liver. It all in truth, don't be an old man fiver, and turn it all to Jesus, the old man giver. Thus, let me testify.
This has been the Big Stats Idol Hour. Thus, we will get in contact with you and schedule a follow-up.
Awesome, awesome. Appreciate you guys having me.
Anytime. Is there anything you'd like to promote?
I have a mixtape coming soon called Love and Hip Hop. There's no official date, but it's already done and wrapped up. We're just getting some things in place. So that should be out really soon, probably late August. So literally a month from now, I should have a body of work out.
All right. We'll look forward to it.
No, okay.
All right. I think that's all the time we got. So, and Skipper, if you're still on the line, we'll make a follow-up interview for you as well and play some of your music as well. All right. So while we wait to fade, I'm going to play some Doja Fly. He's an artist that I met a few years back when I was waiting in line at American Idol. This is Doja Fly, Pump It for Gene.
Coming to the stage. I got one homie coming. Yeah. I'm about to get on the mic and split it. Open. Yeah, this, yep. Those are easy. For reason. This is the homegirl. Speak. Okay. Kill it.
Comedy, we were doing it to benefit our own Skipper. who was diagnosed with rhabdomyolysis. We also did an interview on the FM radio show to promote this as well. But first off, here is Pam the Burrito Lady with live from the showcase mentioned previously.
Hit him with bitch better have that my money.
I don't think you're correct. I think they should keep going. I think that she has the one coming. And,
she's got it, trust me. She's got it.
I think she's talking about you. How much did you pay her? Did you pay anything? Nope. Bitch, better have my money.
Bitch, better have my money.
I'll give a shot.
I'll give a shot.
Y'all should know me well enough. Bitch, better have my money. Clean down, call me all my blood. Pay me what you want.
I'm the burrito lady, but I can't sell a burrito in Los Angeles to save my life. All the corners are taken up already by the tamale lady and the corn lady. And shit, they're all territorial. Then right for a square on the corner. I was like, gee, ladies, we're only selling our food, not our papooses. So anyway, that's why I'm doing comedy now. And I'm keeping the name the Burrito Lady because I fronted and I gave a lot of burritos out on credit. And I just want to let everybody know that the burrito lady's alive and well, and bitch better have my money. So everybody else need money here tonight. Pay up.
Yes.
So yeah, anyway, they told me, they're like, "What? You know they don't like Mexicans in Hollywood?"
Yeah.
I go, really? I go, I wish I would have had the heads up before I named myself the burrito lady. But yeah, so I've been doing comedy like 3 years now, and you gotta go to a lot of open mics. This is my favorite joke. Even though there's a bunch of guys here, I don't care. You gotta go to a lot of open mics, and the people at the open mics are crazy nowadays. They've been talking about bestiality jokes. Shit jokes while we're eating. And worst of all, they've been talking about oral sex. The girls and the guys, they're all graphic. Putting it down their throat all happy. And I was like, gee, you people here are crazy. We were taught at a young age, you don't put that in your mouth. He comes out of it. And then you get a little, and they said, and if anybody ever tries to pee in your mouth, you tell on them. And then you get a little bit older, your mom gives you the talk when you're getting married. She's all, yeah, Heatha. She said, if your husband's going to want you to do that, she said, just do it on special occasions. Like if you get a freezer. Or a new car. She said, just make sure, she said, your husband has a good dental plan too. She goes, you don't want to be like Auntie Lupi over there with all her teeth sucked out. Uncle didn't have a good dental plan. And also I learned this one rich bitch. She goes, yeah, I use a sperm for my complexion. And she was beautiful. I was like, damn, bitch. We can't waste ours like that. We need ours for our income tax deductions at the end of the year. But now age with all this hip hop and all this shit going on, everybody's expecting a blowjob. But you know us Mexicans and Latinos, us, we don't do oral sex. That's why there's so many of us. We put them where it's supposed to go, right there. But if I'm ever gonna do oral sex, it's gonna have to taste delicious. It's gonna have to have a piece of chocolate cake wrapped around it. Couple scoops of ice cream on the balls. Put the cherry on top. Shit, if that thing ain't looking like a banana split, I ain't tasting it. But, I know, let's see. So I broke up with my boyfriend. Shit, we were together for a lot of years, but he started getting all crazy now that I'm getting older. And he, the last time we were together, he about cracked me in half. My neck was killing me. My lungs were killing me. And he had me on that damn bed. He's all, first it took me a bottle of tequila, some shots, a Corona, and 5 bong hits of that medical marijuana just to get in bed with him. Finally, it was on. Shit, he had me all over that bed, everywhere, and I was like, hey! I go, you've had an erection for more than 4 hours! Do you want me to take you to the hospital? He's all, no, he goes, just turn over. And I'm like, hey, hurry, you're going to crack me in half. You're going to have to take me to the hospital. So I broke up with his ass. I couldn't handle that. I'm getting older. I'm closing up shop. The only thing I'm looking for now is friendly conversation. Someone to take me to dinner. And someone with the erectile dysfunction. That's what I'm looking for now. I know I don't have that much time, but this is my other joke that I just want to say I feel sorry for all you people nowadays with the camera phone. You could take a picture of this, everything. Somebody could sneak and record you guys having sex and put it on the internet and it goes viral. And shit, that's so embarrassing. People are zooming in and looking at all your shit on the screen. I just want to say, I thank God that technology wasn't around when I was a young girl. The only thing I have to worry about is a couple Polaroids floating around with my boobs on them. And I'm offering a reward. I'm offering a reward if anybody finds them. Because I would love to see my 18-year-old titties again. Thank you, everybody. Thanks tonight. Thank you. Big stats and
Leo.
No, Leo, Eric, the DJ, everybody.
Skipper.
Yeah, girl. You're awesome. Thank you, everybody. Nice party.
Crazy. Pay me what you want.
We're gonna have
an announcement about our winning musician.
We go straight into our next item on our countdown. We're gonna hold off on that interview. Because we have something really special for you. This was when I announced that this next clip we got for you, that we're playing for you, this was from our YouTube channel. This is when I first announced the that I was going on to American Idol. This video was shared on USA Today's website. Which, regardless of what they had to say about me, the fact that USA Today took the time to share one of my personal YouTube videos is just crazy. So here it is. Next on our countdown, this is our number 2 spot on the countdown. Here we go.
Hey, it's Matt Big Stats Frankel. This is my new video blog all in auto-tune. Alright, so, not only am I going to try to take MSFP and to the next level with this new announcement, but I'm going to do it in 2 ways. I'm going to be auditioning online and in person to be the next American Idol. And yes, I know I've got some crazy bedhead right now, but stay tuned. And hopefully I will be your next American Idol.
And to close out the show, for better or worse, it made me a brand globally, whether on a small scale or a large scale. It took my name global. So, this one's for you, American Idol.
Mission Rome?
Hello, I'm the one and only Matt Big Stats Frankel, CEO of MSFP, and I got a compilation album that features Chaka Khan. MSFP stands for Matthew Scott Frankel Productions. We do our thing. As a CEO, I'm trying to always lock in shows. Lock in Chaka Khan for the story to tell tour. Lock it in, baby. I do some business on the phone, some in person. I have studio clientele. I started a campaign, MSFP Going Green, where I currently have a bus pass and can be seen riding on the LA County transit system.
What?
And what's Big Stats mean?
Big Stats is my hip-hop alter ego.
So that's your Sasha Fierce?
Yeah.
All right, well, you're dressed for the occasion.
Don't underestimate me, because I'm a force to be reckoned with. To formally introduce myself, and I'm the one and only Mr. MSFP, Matt Big Stats Frankel. I've created a formal introduction to myself, and I'd like to do that for you guys right now.
Please.
Oh, that wasn't it?
Yeah.
No, it wasn't.
Okay, yeah.
Oh. Come on.
I'm Matt Frankel, a.k.a. Big Stats, so relax your mind and let your body reach climax. Jump aboard. It's time for your Wheel of Fortune. Be fortunate. I ain't Rick Ross. I'm kicking them out, girl. You know I got the cost. What? Because your love don't cost a thing.
Wow. No. Is that your strong suit? I see you wearing
a strong suit.
And how do you know Big Matt?
I've known him since I was about 2 or 3 years old.
Oh, so you grew up together?
Yeah.
Did you sing as a kid?
A little bit.
You gonna audition?
Probably not.
Why not?
I'm not much of a singer, so.
What's your day job?
I am a freelance music producer.
Who do you produce?
I produce for a bunch of great artists.
Millions or a bunch?
A bunch.
Oh, okay.
I got a compilation album with the legendary Chaka Khan on it.
No.
Yes, I do.
Nice. I love her. Can you sing too?
Yeah.
Okay, let's hear this.
I can rap and sing.
I want to hear something you can sing.
All right, J-Lo, this one's for you, baby.
Thank you.
From a living color to movie scripts to on the 6th, J-Lo to this headline clips. I stay grounded as the amounts roll in. I'm real, I thought I told you. I really been on Oprah. That's just me. Nothing phony, don't hate on me. What you get is what you see.
What I see, I don't like.
Give me that one shot. I know it's against your guys' better judgments. I can see it in your faces. I really need to lubricate up a bit. I guarantee you.
What? Lubricant? What?
If you put me on the show, I guarantee
Let it go.
You.
Let it go.
I loved you and Selena, by the way.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
This is craziness.
Shall we vote?
Ow! Sorry, man.
All right.
Thank you, Matt.
You'll see me next year.
Really?
Really, really. And I'll come back stronger, I promise you. But this is not the... In fact, let me come back up. This is not
back.
The last you've heard of Matt Big Sets, Franco. I ain't gonna stop till I reach the number one spot.
Well,
thank
that's
you,
perseverance.
Matt. That's what it takes to make it in this business.
Yeah.
All right.
Big Matt?
You know what? We're still doing our thing around.
Wow. Talk about delusional people. Well, it is L.A. Steven. Okay, come on now.
Do you think that the judges might have made a mistake? I want you to listen to that whole CD, and then I want you to call me up and tell me what's up.
Okay, I don't have your number.
My mom always tells me if you have nothing kind to say about anyone, don't say anything at all, so... On the subject of Randy Jackson, my lips are sealed. I think he's pissed because he's not really related to Michael Jackson or Samuel L. Jackson. I don't know what he's got up his... Randy, you messed with the wrong person. We beefing now. Put me on next year, maybe we can squash the beef. But for now, you and I are beefing.
Wow. Wow. Wow.
Coming up, the sweet...
I have definitely come a long way since that moment in time. Learned a lot about the industry, I'm a music industry studies major now at Cal State Northridge, even with having been on to American Idol, I would say that audition to get into that school was my proudest audition, because it was me just being me and literally, and I did have to audition because even though it's more business oriented, it still falls under the category of a music major. So for the Cal State system, for music majors, you actually have to audition. And it doesn't showcase it there, but I have been classically trained, which how many people in hip hop can say that they've been classically trained and had to audition with a classical piece to get into there? I definitely... if I had to do another reality show again, I would definitely keep what I've learned from Splendificus close to my heart and not be afraid to let people know that, I've overcome learning disabilities, drugged out teen rapings, mental health issues. And you know what? I'm still standing. And I still am not going to stop till I hit the number one spot. But I'm taking my team with me. And that's what I'm really thankful for this Thanksgiving week, is to have this amazing team. So... I say to you all, thank you, and I'll catch y'all on the flip side. Peace.